A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, But a very little while, and Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. On that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of the gloom of darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant will be no more, and the arrogant will have gone. All who are alert to do evil will be cut off. Those whose mere word condemns a man, who ensnare his defender at the gate, and leave the just man with an empty claim. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. Now Jacob shall have nothing to be ashamed of, nor shall his face grow pale. When his children see the work of my hands in his midst, they shall keep my name holy. They shall reverence the Holy One of Jacob, and be in awe of the God of Israel. Those who err in spirit shall acquire understanding, and those who find fault shall receive instruction. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, Son of David, have pity on us. When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord, they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, Let it be done for you according to your faith. And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, See that no one knows about this. But they went out and spread word of him through all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I do not boast of preaching the gospel, since it is a duty which has been laid on me. I should be punished if I did not preach it. If I had chosen this work myself, I might have been paid for it, but as I have not, it is a responsibility which has been put into my hands. Do you know what my reward is? It is this, in my preaching, to be able to offer the good news free, and not insist on the rights which the gospel gives me. So though I am not a slave of anyone, I have made myself the slave of everyone, so as to win as many as I could. For the weak I made myself weak. I made myself all things to all people, in order to save some at any cost. And I still do this for the sake of the gospel, to have a share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover. And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord. Here in South Africa, we celebrate Francis Xavier as a feast. He would have sailed past our coastline on his way to Goa in around 1541. The Church of St. Francis Xavier in Durban overlooks the old shipping lane. The wall behind the sanctuary is glass, and it appears that the altar floats on the ocean. The parish of St. Francis Xavier lives in harmony with St. Dominic's Retreat Centre, administered by the Oakford Dominican Sisters. The sisters were founded in 1889 to assist in the education and support of a group of Catholic slaves who were shipwrecked near to where the retreat house now stands. St. Paul's words for the feast counts as much for Dominicans as it does for St. Francis Xavier. I do not boast of preaching the gospel, since it is a duty which has been laid on me. I should be punished if I did not preach it. Although in the gospel for the feast, the closing words of Mark's gospel, we hear, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." I'm not quite sure whether this counts for any she's. Let's leave that for another reflection. There is a tendency to write off believers other than Christian or non-believers as a result of this condemnation. This condemnation is not our idea of condemnation. The first reading for this Friday of the first week of Advent tells us more. In the immortal words Isaiah proclaimed, "Those who err in spirit shall acquire understanding, and those who find fault shall receive instruction." It seems that the erring baptized also receive a condemnation. What is wrong will be put right. It is as simple and as difficult as that. All we need to do is place ourselves at the service of this very different way of approaching the world. Not seeking to blame, not seeking revenge, not seeking points scored against the opposition. Rather, to open ourselves to understanding and instruction. So many of the apparent problems of the world are simply caused by false certainties and securities. We think we, or QAnon, or whatever, has the perfect answer to the world's complexities. We don't have perfect answers. We can only be of service to the gospel, a service of bringing hope into the complexity. I would hope that, like so many priests before him from the time of Vasco da Gama, Francis Xavier used a layover in the Bayo do Natal, currently Durban Harbour, to celebrate Mass, since shipboard Masses were not possible in that age. The fruits of that prayer leading to the support of shipwrecked Christians centuries later, the establishment of a group of Dominican women who took Paul's words and empowered generations of oppressed people in South Africa, many of whom are now in positions of great influence. That is the only judgment God gives. That we need God. And when we cling to God, great hope flows into the world.